Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
There is a reward coming to the people of God and a lifting in elevation. Before you think about money, start thinking about abilities. Listen, and comprehension. The level that you're able to comprehend on, you can attain in terms of elevation and maintain. If you can comprehend, God says, I can place you there. You will not only attain the position, you will maintain it. You'll be able to handle it.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Abrahamic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 8.
Man, I was riding, the sun was going, a beautiful sunset yesterday, but I was heading to the east, and I happened to look to my right and saw this big black hog coming off of Valkyria Road. I said, my God, if I wasn't paying attention, he could have ran right in front of my car, and I guarantee it would have damaged my vehicle. But thank God I had my eye on the hog. That beast have done more damage to people, man, than you ever could imagine. Don't let the hog get you. Come on, you're greater than the swine. You're greater than, I know you like barbecue reels, but you're greater than the swine. Don't let the swine. How you gonna get with that animal? It's unclean. According to the law of Moses, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I like my barbecue ribs as well, but it's unclean. It will eat anything. It doesn't sweat. I know you like the barbecue rib, but it doesn't sweat. We sweat and we release toxins. It doesn't sweat. The hog man out on the Cape used to bring his pit bulls out there, and they allowed the hog man years ago to hunt the hogs. And he came back to the squad bay one time crying. What's wrong? My female pit bull, she was vicious. She took off after this big hog and she grabbed it. When I got there, the hog had tusks and had ripped her from her hip all the way up into her shoulder. Her guts was hanging out and she still was holding on to it. But it had given her a mortal wound. That's a tough beast. Y'all understand what I'm saying? The hog man was crying because when he got there, she was still holding on to his ear, but he had ripped her up like that. Still fighting. We like the ribs, but don't let the swine get you. Unclean. Don't let the unclean get you. Glory to God. God wants to save you from the inside out. That's like trying to wash a hog and you put him on a nice tuxedo and think he won't go back to the mud. You have to change his mind and his nature. Am I making sense? Here's another one. I think it's number 5. Am I on number 5? He will hear you and answer your humble cries according to the covenant. God will hear you when you cry. Specifically, he's spoken to me. I heard her when she cried to me. That's why the enemy don't want you to cry out. He likes pride to block you in. I'll say, praise God, people still reclining. They don't understand that your praise has fuel power to get you off the launching pad. You've been sitting there way too long, but your praise is like power boosters. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! If you start praising God, you'll start seeing lift and elevation in your life above your trials and your traumas. That's right, girl, praise it. You got a praise on the inside. Don't ever let the devil knock it out of you. Glory to God. Why be cast down, David said, talking to himself. Why be cast down, oh my soul? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise you. How many of you got a yet praise? I will yet praise you in the good times and the bad. I'm going to praise you when I'm on the mountaintop. I'm going to praise you when I'm in the valley. I'm going to praise you for simple things. I always say it. I'm going to praise for Q-tips. I'm going to praise you for toilet tissue. I'm going to praise you for AC. I'm going to praise you for my carpet. I'm going to even praise you for my tears. I'm going to praise you for my instrument. I'm going to praise you for the fact that you gave me a good mind. I thank you that I came out of trouble. You helped me, God. I'm going to give you the glory. I'm going to clap my hands and shout hallelujah. I'm going to bless you anyway. You've been so good to me. I thank you for the good days, the bad days. I had some hills to climb, and I had some sleepless nights. But when I look around and think things over, my good days outweigh my bad days. I'm not going to complain. Don't you complain at all this week. You find something to give God glory for. You praise him for everything. You praise him for the things you see and can't see, because he's been good. If you got nothing else to praise him for, thank him for Jesus. Oh, he's been good. He's been good. He's been good all the way to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone. Give God the glory for all that he's done. Thank him for your potential. Thank him for your capacity. Thank him for your church. You ain't got nothing to praise him for. Thank him for your bishop that's pouring out seed. Thank him for your husband and your daughter. Thank him for your son and your wife. Give God the glory to praise. Thank him for your career. Thank him that you have a good mind. Thank him that he brought you out. Watch this. If you didn't praise him, you would have lost your mind. The devil didn't want you to praise God. He tried to hinder you last week, but he should have killed you because you're in the house now. Give him the glory. Woo. Come on, I just can't stop praising his name. That's right. That's right. That's right. Come on, Ricketts. That's it. Get lost. Get lost. Get lost yesterday. Get lost doubt. Get lost and find yourself in worship. Ooh, look at that freedom. Look at that freedom. Look at that freedom. Come on, breakthrough is in the house. Breakthrough. He's a covenant keeping God. Open your mouth and give God the glory. No music. Come on, let's give him praise. No music. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Take your seat for a moment. Not only will he hear and answer your humble cry, but he will grant us mercy and forgiveness. It's a part of the covenant. Say, I am forgiven in Jesus' name. We like that song, Your Grace and Mercy Has Brought Us Through. I got to give you praise because
it is you that brought me through. And I'm going to praise and thank you too, for your grace and mercy has brought us through. Another thing that you need to know about the covenant is that God gives us his peace. And I pronounce peace in the midst of your storm. Some of you are way too perplexed. You don't know covenant. You got the trust, the annuity. You got the trust, the covenant. Glory to God. Check on it, but trust it. Another thing you need to understand is that God will bless us and make us a blessing. I'm going to get in it when I deal with Abraham because I won't be able to finish it. But he's going to bless you and make you a blessing. Glory to God. I preached on Wednesday night. I don't know what came over me, but God told me to tell you that this is the month of manifestation. I know you just stumbled in the house of God, but you've also stepped into a month where God is about to show you that what was encoded in the darkness, in the unseen, is going to be visible this month. Send out a praise for that right now and receive it. The caravans are on their way. Truckloads of blessings. Angels are unpacking the blessing. I said angels are unpacking the blessing. The things that were locked up in vaults are starting to be released. Good God from Zion. You didn't lose anything. The devil just had it stored. But God has located the blessing. And he's opening the vaults for the release. I don't know why you wouldn't praise and serve a God like this. His credit is so good, I can praise him in advance for the things that he's doing in my life. I can praise him in advance with my own beat because he's that good to me. Glory to God. Here's another blessing. He's going to give you wisdom because as he unpacks the manifestation, you need wisdom in how to keep it. Don't you lose this blessing. Ezekiel only comes through the valley of dry bones once. And for some of us, this is the last time he's going to put the bones together. You can't afford to be fragmented after this. Take advantage of the wind that's blowing in your valley. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the wind blew in the valley and connected the dry bones. Foot bone to the ankle bone. Ankle. Glory to God. To the shin, shin to the knee, knee to the femur, and then to the hip bone, and then to my spine and my neck and my head. He put it all together. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the four winds began to blow in the valley of dry bone, and there was a noise. Don't allow the noise to push you away from the system that he has or from his corrective work in your life. You need wisdom and how to rise up out of this valley after you've been put together. And you'll never have to visit it alone again. Can somebody say amen? We can't afford to be in the valley twice. Not this one. We can't lose it all again. You've already been there, done that. You know what loss feels like. The agony is defeat. Now we need wisdom so we'll never have to visit this valley again. Glory to God. And God number, I believe it is number 10. God will sustain and support us forever. Whatever he's blessing you with, it has a perpetual reservoir.
You're going to be able to pump life into it. God is not trying to just get you a blessing and then you want to stay connected with the reservoir. Notice now even pipelines are being discussed. The pipeline that Russia is trying to get to Germany. The pipeline that's coming out of Canada and that President Biden stopped. People are saying you need to reconnect the pipeline so the gas prices will go down when we become energy independent. Let me tell you, if it's not that, it's going to be something else because we can't depend on oil forever. We got to go to some other type of fuel. But if you're looking at this world to save your life, you're going to always be running after Peter and missing Paul. You got to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. God says, if you connect with my pipeline, though, if you connect with, there is an never-ending supply of resources that will pump into your spiritual life. Glory to God. There's an inexhaustible amount of resources here to maintain, glory to God, what God starts. As he unearths what has been hidden, the encoding that you've never seen, he's going to also give you strength and ability or a supply to maintain the effort as we go. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The energy that I'm pumping into is not tied to Merton. There's an inexhaustible resource called the Holy Spirit that energizes and empowers and equips, glory to God, and gets us to a whole nother dimension that we can move and grow and do the things of God. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. Glory to God. Why is he preaching so hard? And where is he getting it from? Well, I'm tapped in. Touch your name and say, get tapped in. Let go of the swine. It's unclean. And tap into the purity of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, I'm preaching. Glory to God. I almost started shouting. I almost took off running myself. And for the rest of y'all that said, I almost did it, you ought to do it so the glory can fall down. That's right, girl. Woo! Take off just to defeat the devil. You know you wanted to do it anyway. Go ahead and run. God from Zion. That's right. Run out of yesterday into today. Run out of your path. Good God from Zion. Woo, Jesus. Woo, look at that girl. Run it, girl. Run. Oh, oh. Oh. Woo, Jesus. The next time the Spirit tell you to run, I need you to run. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Here's number 11. There's 12 of them. God will reward us and lift us up. The covenant requires, even the Abrahamic covenant, there is a reward and a lifting and an elevation. Expect it. I'm using the Abrahamic covenant, which we're not in the New Testament, but Abraham transcends. There is a reward coming to the people of God and a lifting in elevation. Before you think about money, start thinking about abilities. Listen, and comprehension. The level that you're able to comprehend on, you can attain in terms of elevation and maintain. If you can comprehend, God says, I can place you there. You will not only attain the position, you will maintain it. You'll be able to handle it. If you can't comprehend and I make you a supervisor, you won't stay there long. But if you can comprehend, not only will you get to the next level, but you will furnish it. Glory to God. I'm decreeing and declaring not only an elevation, But many of you under the sound of my voice are going to begin to flourish in the elevation that he's placing you on. You will blow the minds of those who brought you on. You are going to begin to furnish things at another level. God has been packing you with goods. In the night season where everybody else said you couldn't do it, God was sowing seed in your heart. At the very moment that you felt rejected, he said, I was visiting my vine. I planted something on the inside of you that no man could plant. And that is going to begin to flourish at the new level that I'm calling you on. Not only will you get there, but I'm going to pack you with furnishings. I'm going to pack you with rooms. I'm going to increase the storehouse. Not only will it take care of your house, but where you're going, you're going to furnish your business. You're going to furnish your company. You're going to furnish your community. Out of you, he's going to begin to pump in new life. I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but you got to lift up your head, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, for the King of Glory has placed you there. The King of Glory is in your life. The King of Glory put you there. Now he wants you to receive and furnish. And he's going to pump in everything you need. I'm preaching to somebody here today. Ooh, Jesus. What good is it if God lift you up but you couldn't maintain? Get God from Zion. The Spirit of God is slapping you hard. He's slapping you on your right side hard. God, so you can wake up to this new mood. And the Spirit slaps you hard so you can wake up and stop crying about the pain of the past. Spirit is slapping you. Not your enemy, the Spirit is slapping you because he's trying to get you there. They need furnishings. They don't know what they're doing. And he's putting you there as eyes, as ears, and as a heart of God to pump in the furnishings. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And this will be a water hole for our community. This house will water this city and this region. Glory to God. Can somebody say amen? Amen? Last but not least, God will glorify. He will be glorified and reign forever. God will be glorified in the situation that you're in right now. Well, Bishop, you don't know the disadvantages. I don't need to know. He will be glorified in the situation that you're in right now. And he will reign forever. According to his covenant, can somebody say amen? Amen? He will be glorified and he will reign forever. God, how can you get glory out of this situation? Well, it's not your strength that's going to do it. It's not going to be your encouragement. Everything from this moment will come through him. He took you to the end of yourself. He took you to nothingness so he can get everything he wants out of you. He took truth revealed to this place. But we have to depend on him. Write it in your notes. Reinforcements are coming. We've been a great army, but reinforcements are coming. This next phase of new growth is for the furtherance of the gospel. Don't kill the new people. God has been packing our church over the last 3 years with new growth. God says, don't kill it. Open up your heart for it. He's sending in reinforcements. Let's help train, develop, and instruct them to be disciples so we can move forward in the name of Jesus. I have a segment that I need to continue. It's called, How Do I Know God Cares About Me? And then the Abrahamic Covenant that I haven't really got into depth with. But I had to give you what I believe God was giving me today. When I come back, I'll continue with the Abraham because it transcends over the Mosaic, even the Levitic, to the new covenant that we have in Christ.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Abrahamic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-1311. That's reference number 2203-1311.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Summer break is coming to an end, and Brevard County Public School students will return to school on Wednesday, August 10th. It is time to take advantage of the back-to-school sales tax holiday on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessories, now through Sunday, August 7th. Ladies, Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started. We will observe communion and baptism next Sunday, August 7th. We will also recognize new members who have completed all orientation classes.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.